Psalms chapter 74. Instruction of Asaph. O God, why have you cast us off forever? Why does your anger smoke against the sheep of your pasture? Remember your congregation, which you have purchased of old, the rod of your inheritance, which you have redeemed, this Mount Zion in which you have lived. Lift up your feet to the perpetual desolation, even all that the enemy has done wickedly in the sanctuary. Your enemies roar in the midst of your congregations. They set up their banners for signs. A man was famous as he had lifted up axes upon the thick trees. But now they break down its carved work at once with axes and hammers. They have cast fire into your sanctuary. They have defiled by casting down the house of your name to the ground. They said in their hearts, "Let us destroy them together." They have burned up all the synagogues of God in the land. We do not see our miracles. There is no more any prophet. Neither is there among us any who knows how long. O God, how long will the adversary reproach? Will the enemy blaspheme your name forever? Why do you withdraw your hand, even your right hand? Pluck it out of your bosom. Because God is my King of old, working salvation in the midst of the earth. You divided the sea by your strength. You broke the heads of the dragons in the waters. You broke the heads of Leviathan in pieces, and gave him to be food to the people living in the wilderness. You split the fountain and the flood. You dried up mighty rivers. The day is yours. The night also is yours. You have prepared the light and the sun. You have set all the borders of the earth. You have made summer and winter. Remember this, that the enemy has reproached, O Lord Jehovah, and that the foolish people have blasphemed your name. Oh, do not deliver the soul of your turtle dove to the multitude of the wicked. Do not forget the congregation of your poor forever. Have respect to the covenant, because the dark places of the earth are full of the houses of cruelty. Oh, do not let the oppressed return ashamed. Let the poor and needy praise your name. Arise, O God. Plead your own cause. Remember how the foolish man reproaches you daily. Do not forget the voice of your enemies. The tumult of those who rise up against you increases continually.